It's Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show, a Sunday in Fredericksburg. Eric Bock chatting with Jake Lowry, the manager of the Fredericksburg Nationals, ahead of a 1:35 first pitch today between the Fred Nats and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Skip, it's been kind of a weird week, honestly. A lot of good games. We win the one Thursday night, going for the win here today to make, now it's turned into a 5-game series, make it a 3-2 Delmarva win. But overall, I think strides taken from last week for the team offensively seem to be coming into our own. What's your assessment of the week so far?
No, you're right. You hit it right on the head. I think our offense has picked it up a little bit. You know, we're punching out less, put the ball in play, making the defense make plays on us, and then just kind of passing on to the next guy. That's our biggest motto right now is, you know, if you can't do it, the next guy can, or you get on base, let the next guy knock you in, move you over, you know, score you, whatever we're going to do. So a lot of strides this week, and as the season gets going, I think that's going to continue to happen.
I think that message has been received, because when I talked to Sammy Infante earlier this week before we won the game Thursday night, I said, what do you think is the biggest thing setting us back offensively right now? And he said, we're not taking team at-bats. And I think this week that really has improved, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. No, I think it's you know, we matched up pretty well against this team as well, you know, their arms against our bats. And I like our bats any day of the week, but, you know, our team at-bats have definitely improved. Sack flies, you know, infield in, find a way to get it through, things like that. So, you know, we're taking steps in the right direction.
And the thing on the mound this week, we've had a lot of consistency on the mound other than one bad inning per game, it seems like, so far. So how do you think we can eliminate that one bad inning? Because the Shorebirds have had a few big innings this week that have allowed them to win some games.
Yeah, that's the big thing. We just want to avoid the big inning. You know, like you said, you take that one inning away, we're raiding in every game. So the biggest thing is just, you know, those guys coming out of the bullpen, they got to come in throwing strikes, whether those guys on, whether the guys are not on base, they got to come in, compete, and throw their best stuff against their guys you know, try to get that first guy out. That's huge. You know, when we have a leadoff walk and he usually comes around and scores some way, somehow, the way it is just in this game. So those guys got to come in, they'll throw strikes, get ahead, get that first guy out. That's our big motto to our bullpen.
I want to talk about Elijah Green. Back-to-back games with kind of grinded out at-bats where he drives in runs up the middle. I mean, even from opening day, we've been playing for 2 weeks. Seems like he's making strides offensively with his approach, wouldn't you say?
Yes. I mean, he's going to be in the middle of the lineup no matter what. Just because his outs are strikeouts, you know, I look up and he's still hitting about 260, 270-ish. And when he hits balls, they're hard. So what we've talked about this week is just kind of getting ready, you know, laying off the stuff with two strikes and getting his pitch earlier in the count, and being ready from the get-go. So, but when he hits balls, man, they're really hard, and it's exciting to watch.
Yeah, 112 miles per hour off the bat on his RBI single last night. Crazy stuff. Pablo Aldonis on the mound today, second start of his year. Pretty good in his first outing last Sunday in Fayetteville. Overall, starting pitching has been a bit of a mixed bag this week. What are you hoping for from Pablo today?
Well, you know, we just want him to go out there and get ahead, get guys out, obviously. But, you know, he's got a pitch count, obviously, like everyone does in this game. But use all his pitches, mix it up from the get-go, and try to keep them off base.
The other starting pitching this week, got a good one from Jake Bennett on Wednesday. Kind of a mixed bag otherwise. I think what you said about the bullpen rings true with the starting pitching as well, is when we walk people, we get in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, free passes, hit by pitches, walks, they kill you. You know, they come back and they haunt you some way, somehow. Like, I'd rather guys challenge guys and give up a single or whatever, something like that. You know, obviously you don't want to give up any hits, but a free pass, it's just non-competitive sometimes, and they always come around to bite you. So our ability to stay away from the big inning, you know, rings true today, and hopefully it continues with those guys coming in, throwing strikes, getting the first guy out, attacking from the get-go.
I saw you zipping around the stadium on a scooter yesterday. I know Joel Hanrahan kind of started that tradition last year, and it appears you've kept it up this year.
Yeah, me and my bird, we love riding around, bring it on the road so I don't have to walk everywhere. It's kind of dangerous sometimes, but it's a thrill. I love riding my bird. It's been good to me.
We just celebrated Earth Day too, so that's a good thing for Earth Day. Last thing, salute to service Sunday unis this year. Last year it was kind of the red, white, and blue theme. This year we got the camo. What are the thoughts on the unis?
Guys love them. They fit great. That's half the battle. But no, these are nice. We're excited to wear them, and they go really well with our flag hat. And you know, salute to service out there. Anyone who served, we appreciate your service.
Jake Lauer and the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. 1:35 first pitch today. Thanks, Skip.
No problem. Go Freddies.